Welcome back to A Book A Day podcast, and I'm back with more stories. Now, you might be familiar with Bengali literature. Most of you would know about its richness, how it flourished in the British colonial times and then on to the 20th and 21st century. But you might not be familiar with the queer literature in Bengali language. And to be fair, I wasn't. And then I picked this book called Entering the Maze, Queer Fiction of Krishna Gopal Malik. It's the translation of Krishna Gopal Malik's queer fiction, certain works. There are a couple of short stories and then this novella called Entering the Maze. The translation is done by Niladri R. Chatterjee. And that's when I learned about Krishna Gopal Malik's works. And I really like the introduction here because the author has done a really good job here to bring out all the details, all the things that you got to know about when you're going to read Krishna Gopal Malik's works in general, or even the specific ones mentioned in this book, and even the queer fiction or queer works beyond Krishna Gopal Malik's works in Bengali language. So that's something that I really liked. And then once you start reading, you get really absorbed in the life of 20th century Kolkata. And you find what the author describes as the homoerotic gaze of Krishna Gopal Malik. So I'll start with a really short story. It's called Senior Citizen, and it will give you some idea about how the author writes and takes you into his world. And then I'll talk more about author's works, his writing, his style, before we get to the main part, the novella. So let me narrate this really short story, Senior Citizen. It's really short, of 3 or 4 pages, so won't take us much time. Stay with me. So let's hear this story. Senior Citizen by Krishna Gopal Malik. On the last leg of the 20th century, when the progressive world should be establishing a classless society, a government, and maybe governments elsewhere too, pulled the back gear and created a new class, Senior Citizen, thereby injecting divisiveness between the young and the old, between the son and the father, further poisoning the relationship by creating senior citizens as a privileged class. This, in a way, made outcasts of the old parents to the earning son and daughter-in-law. What else have you got to worry about? You don't even have to file your tax returns once you are 65. Once past 60, you'll reap major discounts on your tram tickets. It gets better. Higher interest rate on your fixed deposits, and God knows what other goodies in the government. Why suffer in our family stretched means? Go to an old age home. You live in great ease there. You just watch. The government will soon start gifting you new clothes for the pujas and blankets for winter. There will be photographs of you in the garden of the old age home holding one end of the blanket and Shabana Azmi or Mithun Chakraborty holding the other. Leaving aside money matters, this is having astonishing effects on daily life. A few days ago, I got on a bus. Although not crowded, there were no empty seats. I was handing in the middle of the bus, holding the overhead handrail. Suddenly, I saw an unknown girl getting up from her seat in the ladies' section and beckoning to me. On going over to her, she stepped aside and said, "Sir, please sit in my seat." On politely refusing, she spoke in full voice, "Why? You are a senior citizen. Isn't it shameful that you'll travel standing and we'll just keep on sitting? Shame on us." Moved by the words of this young woman, I placed a hand on her head in a gesture of blessing and took her seat. Just as I was moved by the words of a young woman, I was relieved at the words of a young man. That too involved a bus. Bus packed to capacity, bodies stuck to one another. On top of it, I go everywhere with my umbrella, which is difficult to manage in a crowded bus. Mine is not a foldable kind. It's an old-style, steel-handled long one. Goes without saying that I use it on purpose because it works as an umbrella and a walking stick. In not a very crowded bus, this umbrella helps me maintain balance. In a crowded bus, it's an albatross around my neck. With one hand holding the handrail, I hold the umbrella close to my stomach with the other hand. Of course, it's not as though this umbrella doesn't help me a little. If right in front of my face stands some out-of-shape middle-ager or some ungainly Bihari and his balls are constantly rubbing against my umbrella-clutching hand, I turn the handle of the umbrella towards his underbelly so that the poking makes him move at least a few millimeters away. And if, on the other hand, I see a sexy chap in that position, I turn the handle towards me and keep the knuckles of my hand towards him. If afforded a chance, I extend my little finger and, keeping with limits, explore his crown jewels. Many times, I find the other party quite appreciating it. That is to say, the cock has risen and he gradually presses upon my hand. And on some serious occasions, I have also sensed his hand at my underbelly from behind my umbrella. This, you know what I mean, game doesn't last very long. Either he has to get off or my stop arrives. Now, should the average reader cry shame, shame on reading this part, I will beat them up with my sandals. Does sexual passion know any homo-hetero difference? Tell me, esteemed reader. Sir, with the hand on your heart, when you were a young fellow, how many times on a crowded bus have you, saint-like, withdrawn your hand when a young filled-out bust was within reach? I can swear that 19 and a half out of 20 lads have tried to cope a feel when such an item was near. His sling bag held in his arm or his office bag has poked around the relevant area of the lady standing in front of him. Without this, creation would have ground to a halt. Once something like this happened on a bus. A very well-built youth was standing just in front of me. On positioning my hand, as is my system, I discovered that, oh my, if it's like this now, how will it be, you know, then? This is a sample of that kind which makes the binocular using ladies in that VIP Frenchie commercial collapse with gasps of woe. In half a minute, I sense that, yes indeed, this makes a big impression. What luck that after 2 minutes of trying to move this way and that, he stood still. I don't know whether his heart was pounding or not, but that which now stood up was verily throbbing. No matter how much I tried to ascertain the contours with my shaky one finger, then two finger, then encouraged three finger exercise, I failed. And just when I was wondering who would be the lucky one to get this fellow, his eyes met mine and with a tilt of his neck gestured me to move towards the exit. In these situations, I'm a coward. However much I may be messing around with people on trams and buses, I refuse to get off with unknown people at unknown stops. But that day, since I was head over heels anyway, and he was pulling me by the hand, I made towards the exit sheepishly behind him and got off the bus. I will go wherever he takes me. But on getting on the street, he held my wrist with one hand and throat with another and growled. It's not as though you have long to live. And you are still up to this stuff? Have you no sense of shame, no sense of disgust? I was seeing how far you can go. I feel like stripping you and giving you a good hiding. Knock out all your teeth with one blow, so that you don't do stuff like this as long as you live. Anyway, I'm leaving it till this for now. I'm letting you off because you are a senior citizen. And that's how the short story ends. Now, why I wanted to narrate this short story first was to give you an idea in the direction Malik's writings will take you. First of all, it's about Calcutta, I told you, Kolkata, or whichever name you prefer. So you get into the details, the real hustle and bustle of 20th century Calcutta, and the life has existed back then in the middle class crowds, the ordinary life, the day-to-day affairs. That is something you find there. And the second part is about the sexuality bit, how easily he explores themes that go beyond normal sexuality. So with these two themes in mind, I think then you can start reading Entering the Maze, which is the novella by this name. And when I read it, I almost felt like it was like Boyhood, the movie, the coming of age story of a boy, except it was about a homosexual boy, not a straight one. And we see through his eyes the couple of years of his life, what goes on there. So in the background, you see the city of Calcutta, all the things that are going on, the daily affairs, some political affairs, for example, the great Calcutta killings that have been going on. There's a lot of violence there. You notice that the partition has happened, the divide between Hindu and Muslims, that is growing, and how that's affecting the ordinary citizens, ordinary students in the school. So you see those lines growing in terms of religions and the tensions erupting. But all of that is going on in the background. At the forefront is Malik's story. That is the protagonist. Protagonist also goes by the same name, Krishna Gopal Malik. And he's at the forefront. He's going through his life. And you immediately notice that a lot of interactions that he's having is with other men. It's men's world out there. And he's having different kind of interactions. Some of them are sexually harassing him. He's making friends. So all this is going on in his world. And during all this time, he's exploring his sexuality. So when you see the story from a heterosexual perspective, it might strike as odd to you. But when you read the story and see the world through this character's eyes, everything about it, about his desires, about him trying to understand himself, his desires, all of that seems really natural, and that really is. It's natural to how it comes to each individual. And that's what happens through the story. He goes through his struggles, and eventually he finds his romantic desires. And how does he deal with them? For that, you'll have to really read the book. But I'm sure you're just going to love it. It's a brilliant form of literature. Beautifully written, beautifully described. And it's just a completely enjoyable read. There's no political correctness. There's this sense of adventure in this journey. The boy is just discovering life as it comes. And just the life of a city, of a typical Indian city, how it is. There is a lot of mess around, and all those complicated relationships. all of that societal fabric, all of that makes it a really, really interesting read. So let me know when you read the book, and I'll be happy to hear your thoughts. And thank you very much for tuning in. I'll catch you next time with another story and another book. Thank you.